What's up, guys? Welcome back to Undershake.
Welcome back. And we're back.
All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes. We're back, and we back. I'm trying to make the vibes a little bit higher than they should be because the Padres lost their first series to the Dodgers 2-1.
Boo.
Chenny, how are you feeling, by the way?
Feel great.
Yeah, we were skipping that.
All right.
Shinny feels fine. It's a little warm in here.
Shinny feels about as good as Xander Bogaerts' play.
Oh.
Yep.
Shinny feels like that. Ah! Feels, yeah, like yuck.
Outstanding.
Yucka. Kaka. Padres lose 2-1. Unfortunately, one game went to extras. And you know those new extras, they'll get you. They'll get you. So I know that sucks. Game two, though.
Where was that the first game? Holy shit.
That was a good game.
Game two was nice. We could get deeper into the games, actually. I hate talking about our losses, but we could talk about the losses. Padres.
That was our third overtime game that was like three games in a row, wasn't it? Because we had two against the Giants, and then we had one against the Dodgers.
It wasn't in a row.
And we didn't.
It
wasn't in a row. The Giants before the Dodgers. There's the Brewers in the mix in there. Don't forget. So game one, we lose in extra innings, 8-7. Dodgers scored two. We only scored one in extras. That one, disappointing. I mean, to say the least. They started
played
off
hard. Played hard.
Yeah, I mean, we played hard. They started off two runs in the first inning. You know, you have to then strap up the boots and go, hey, don't forget we're playing the Dodgers. I know it's another game in June, but it's the Dodgers, and you're down by two already. Turn it around. 2-2. 3-2.
The answer backs.
3-3. 5-3 on a Will Smith homer. 6-5 on a Tyler Wade triple. Bases clearing triple. But he just missed the catch. That was awesome. Teoscar slides, misses it by half a foot.
That didn't even look like he was getting close.
It ended up being closer than you'd expect.
He looked so bad, so slow. Yeah. I don't know what. That play was great for us, but Teoscar is a problem in right field. He should not be there every day. That's a DH.
Exactly what I was going to say. He's a DH. And what the crazy thing is that Páez has been great when he plays out there for them.
Yeah. He's having a little bit of a – I don't want to call it breakout because it's not breakout, but it's a good year. It's a solid
year. He's having a very solid year. Very good year. They followed up with a Haesong doubles, tie it. Páez double, take the lead. Edmonds singled on the ground, you know, in extras, those runs come by the dozen there. But yeah, losing extras, that sucked. Game two put 11 on their head. Cease had what was his best outing, seemed like all year.
11 Ks, I think it was.
11 strikeouts, goes 7 innings versus the Dodgers. The deepest he's went this year.
7
shutout innings. Best he's looked all year. The Dodgers are the best team against the slider. Yeah. They're number one OPS against sliders.
They were something else. They're like the worst, second worst against something else.
I do remember them saying Dodgers are the best versus the slider and Cease his heavy slider this year. And threw it, struck him out. 11 Ks. This game was had some big talking points. Padres were up 9-0. The Dodgers had Guy who's been up and down from AAA all year long. Sauerkraut.
He was left out too long. He turned to sauerkraut.
He goes 111 pitches, gives up an abominable amount of runs.
That honestly might be the most pitches he's ever thrown in his life in a game, because in high school and Little League, you have, there's pitch limits.
Yep.
College, you're generally not going to throw 111 pitches in a game, because he could have been a reliever, starter, even 111 in like five innings in college. You know, that's crazy. And then he turned into a reliever in the minor leagues, whatever. So there's no way he's throwing 111, making his way out.
Topped out at 82 pitches this year in AAA.
Yeah. That's fucking
30 more pitches than he's thrown this year.
And he was one game. He was dogged for probably the last 50.
Why did they leave him in?
They really had nobody.
Because they needed to get Kike in an outing.
I saw that.
What I heard was at that point, their really only other arm that could give them length was Michael Kopech, and he's one of their better relievers. So when you're down nine, you still need like three innings from somebody. They turn to a position player. In the sixth inning?
Bottom of the sixth.
Go technically to a position player.
5 2/3. He came in.
Oh.
Technically.
It was the fifth inning then?
No.
Oh, no, the pitcher had completed 5 2/3 of it. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, threw me off for a second. But, yeah, that was a big talking point, the two talking points there. Kike came in so early, and they had left out their reliever for 111 pitches just for him to get sent back down probably tomorrow, because they had a day off as well today, and then they didn't need him yesterday, so – I don't even know if they did send him down already. I don't pay attention to their roster moves.
That's fucked.
They announced that Justin Roblowski or some, whatever his name is, was supposed to take the bulk of the innings, and then homeboy didn't even pitch on Wednesday.
They did the old switcheroo.
They're like, oh, we're going to start this guy, and he's just going to be an opener, and then this guy's so – all week, they're probably watching film on this lefty, and all of a sudden, righty throwing them, they don't even see the lefty. Lose the game. Bullshit.
That's got to kill your demeanor. You put your arm on the line 111 pitches just to get put down the next day. I'd be fucking time to retire, buddy.
Part of the business.
It's part of the business. You have to make a name for yourself. Hey. You're in your stripes.
What type of name is that? You just got fucking booted off of.
Yeah, but guess what? You earned your manager's respect. Because anyone who's getting shelled like that is going to end up going like, coach, they're just seeing me today. Get me out of here. Like, when Dave Roberts needs you, like, you pitched for him exactly. You know, like, it was almost like the Padres a couple years ago, Nabil Crismat. He'd come in and just get shit on sometimes. Or come in when it's 9-0 and you got to pitch 8 innings for no reason. You know, like, we had guys like that, but the Dodgers turned to a position player. I mean, it's early. Everyone talked about how that's probably the earliest they've ever seen. But, you know, it worked because they won the next game. They had enough guys available ready.
Yep.
And won the next game.
They won their World Series in June. Crazy.
They won the World Series in June.
They were celebrating, high-fiving. The fans especially were elated. They couldn't wait. And we don't even have a rivalry with them, so I don't know why their fans like care so much. It's insane to me. It truly blows my mind how much the Padres just exist in Dodger fans' minds. Wild.
Yeah. So the Padres have a few problems right now. Can you guess what one of the problems is? The main problem?
Left field.
Yeah, left field. We touched on that last episode, but I don't think that's their main problem at this current moment.
I think it's Fernando Tatis batting a 190 this month.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Tatis, you suck.
Since May 8th, Tatis is batting under 200. Five homers. He's looked terrible at the plate.
He looks miserable.
He looks miserable. He looks like he's swinging and he's missing stuff he's never missed before.
Yeah. I mean, I truly think it's just, I mean, I'm trying to spin on it as hard as I could, but he hasn't seen the sun. San Diego sun hasn't been out all June. All May either was barely out downtown. He's just a guy where the sun's out on shining on him, and he just plays better, I think.
That's a bullshit excuse. Manny Machado has been going off this
month. Manny Machado is 10 years older than him.
There is
that doesn't matter. When you have it in,
it does matter.
When you're a stud and you this have is an it old baseball you, it comes take, out man. Every day.
This is an old, very old school baseball take that not many people hold with weight anymore.
Does matter.
The old school take is that when it's cold, the bats go cold. The
bats are cold.
Fuck that. Oh when my it's God.
Hot, bats are hot. And some players
he, on either career,
side of the, you know, the coast or either side of the spectrum, there are players who could play at any moment, be hot year round, be steady. Always, Manny Machado is one of those guys. Yeah, he has those cold streaks, but he's pretty warm a lot of the time. Chinny might be onto something. I haven't heard this take about Tatis yet, but it's an old take. People don't talk about how when it's cold, bats are cold. When it's hot, bats are hot.
Bats are hot, and the team plays better because it's just fucking feels good outside. San Diego weather, nice.
Wood expands in the sun. I'll give you that much.
Thank you. The barrel gets bigger. I'm not going to lie. People think I'm mixing this shit up, but there's science behind it. And his career OPS, whatever numbers you want to look at, are his best month is July. So June,
you're expecting July, a boom.
I'm expecting a big boom coming this summer from Fernando. And with him, he's so good where maybe he needs a couple like base hits in a game and he feels locked in where it's just because he's struggling because everything he hits is fucking out. You know, he can hit a hard ball that he's truly in a slump.
He's in a lot on the ground.
Yeah.
A lot of balls are not seeing the air right now. And, you know,
and he's very aggressive he's a leadoff hitter. He's a very aggressive leadoff hitter. And
yeah.
They're probably telling him to be patient and he's trying to be patient. And that's fucking him, too, because that's not part of his game.
It's not his game. He's a first pitch out of the park guy.
Yeah.
He likes to set a message.
And that's...
I don't think... He also doesn't like to be, like, guided, I think. Yeah. I don't think he likes to be, like, hey...
Coached.
Yeah, brother, make sure you take...
Close the door, Lala.
I don't think he...
I agree with the way that they handle it because... The season is long. 162 games is long. And the value he brings, he's a platinum glove winner on defense. He went from first to home on that fucking Luis Arraez triple, double when it was. That was black blew my mind. He looked so fucking fast. Could not believe how fucking quick he got.
Dude, yeah. I mean, the one thing that I did see that was a little concerning is that his barrel percentages have gone way down since the steroid.
Can't find the ball.
It's just the barrels. Before he got caught, or you know, however you want to put it, before he tested positive, his barrel numbers were unreal.
Well, that steroid doesn't improve that.
Okay. Well, I mean.
It doesn't diminish it either, but
barreling balls in 2019
because that's the argument. 2020 where steroids make you stronger.
2021 insane barrel numbers, and then 2022 steroids. 23 barrels down. 2024 barrels down. 25 barrels terrible.
Oh,
to play devil's advocate, the longer you're in the league, the more times people figure out how to fucking pitch to you.
Oh. Obviously,
but, so
I mean, he has a track record of 5 years, 6 years of
that's enough of to where numbers. It should slightly decline.
It went. I'm not trying to be the Tatis hater. I love Tatis. He's my favorite player.
But he needs to do better.
when my favorite player struggles, I hate it too. And so I want to pick him up when he's down, but I also want to tell him
that's just on you. You should bandwagon your favorite player then.
You gotta hold him accountable.
Is a great time. I tell you that.
Manny Machado is also awesome.
Rooting for Manny Machado is a great time right now.
Manny Machado is having an outstanding year.
MVP year.
MVP type season.
I agree.
I'd like to see the juice numbers, the pop. But, I mean, it started slow. So, we got to hit a couple hot months on the end.
If he can edge out Ohtani, who has been struggling, there's a chance.
Ohtani has been struggle city. So, you know, maybe it's...
He got one hit against the Padres. Two hits, I think. Two and three games.
One of the first... The park. And I know I'm going to regret that because we play them after this coming series.
He's never hit a ball outside of Dodger Stadium.
He doesn't have a star. He doesn't have a plaque. No plaque for him.
Just a mural on the wall or something like that.
Yeah.
So
last 7 days, Manny Machado, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, batting a .367 average.
I'd say that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's fucking
great. And they've been talking about him. MVP type numbers, Hall of Fame numbers. He's eclipsing all these numbers. And it's so awesome that he gets to do it in a Padres uniform.
Yeah. Have waited my whole life for someone like this.
I think it's all about mindset. Manny Machado has a way better mindset than Fernando Tatis. I get it's veteran mindset, but at the same time,
what you don't realize is Tatis is Manny Machado. Manny Machado was Tatis when he was fucking 24, and he's playing with fucking veterans like Manny. So that's why they're so similar that I think Tatis kind of doesn't like. It's kind of big brother vibes, but they both know it's a long season. It's not like Tatis isn't trying to fucking. That's where I think the frustration comes out in his body language is he's trying too hard at this point to fucking make shit happen. And
yeah, he's trying way too hard.
Getting frustrated as fuck.
The one thing I don't like that he consistently does is he changes his batting stance so much in his legs. And you look at Manny Machado,
Same every time.
I don't think he's changed in years.
Bat on the shoulder, left leg, a little bit back. When you're in a slump,
you do crazy shit, I'm telling you.
Crazy shit, and one of the things that stuck in my head forever that Pete Rose swore by is when you are in a slump, you never change your stance, your swing. You change your position in the box. You're up in the box, back in the box, front of the box.
Don't be surprised.
You're changing where you're at in the box so you could see something different.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Keep that swing. That swing got you to the bigs. That stance got you to the bigs. That got you that 15-year, $400 million contract.
I like that.
Could because it could get better.
Oh, it could get better. Oh, analytics and shut up.
This is a very old-school take from Bob right here. Very old-school take.
Pete Rose.
Yeah, I mentioned Pete Rose. He played in the 70s, 80s, maybe.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame. But why are we taking notes from a non-Hall of Famer?
I bet you 1 year time he is a Hall of Famer.
Maybe in 10 years from now.
10 years, he's going to get back on the ballot. So
no, he's going to get another steroid era
this year. And he's going to be in. And then after he died, MLB came out and said, now, as soon as players die, their lifetime ban is over. Period.
Oh, and then he's fucking in. That's bullshit.
So now,
I agree. That's bullshit.
So now, he won't be on the regular ballot. He goes to a side ballot where it's not the writers, it's like a group of others, and he'll get in automatically. So I'll put money that he is a Hall of Famer. 1 year time.
How much money?
I wonder if
there is. It's minus $1 million.
$1 million Roman, to win $100. I'll bet you $20.
If you're right, then yes, it's $1 million to 1 odds. But if you're wrong,
I could be wrong.
But Roman, there's good value from your side.
There's good value on that side?
Because you can argue that he's not getting in the Hall of Fame.
I think he's not.
He's didn't
get voted in by the writers. If he's been left out for this long, why would they? Oh, you died, buddy.
He wasn't left off. He was banned.
He wasn't even ever even on. Lifetime ban.
Never even on.
Same thing. Banned. Like, what are they going to unban him just so they can put him in the Hall of Fame? No.
And dies when you die, sir. The stats live on forever, but the ban dies.
Hear that? I sound like a chug joke. I've turned the mic off. My bad. My bad.
Now we're playing Fortnite.
Oh, my bad, listeners. I forgot to take the mic off. It's on me.
So, yeah, we got to that point all because of Tatis. Tatis is struggling a little bit, but he's on. He'll
fine.
Be back. He'll be back.
He's fine. Weather.
He will.
Should we talk about the Xander downfall, too?
Nope, that's old news.
I mean, Xander hasn't changed yet.
It's old news, but it's bullshit. This is,
I mean, we could continue to just harp on his name, but he's just bad.
If you expect that, his play gets a lot better, I promise.
Duran for Xander Bogaerts.
We could do that, but that would just never happen.
Expect that.
But if you expect him to like not do good, it's so much easier watching him. And you get so much easier watching Padre baseball. If you look at him as, don't look at the money, how much money he makes. Just look at him as he's a bottom lineup guy. He shouldn't come through there.
Hey, you can't think of the money anymore. He's already paid for it. He's, done that. Yeah, it's not ours. It's not our money.
I hate that. Tyler Wade in my eyes. He is Tyler Wade.
And he might be worse.
Maybe.
Wade's true vibes.
Well, yeah.
What we did talk about before is a left fielder and needing a left fielder and finding a left fielder. So me and Shenny next to me.
What?
Weird. Me and Trevor we're talking about what prospect is going to bounce a veteran out of a spot.
Jackson Merrill.
No.
Wrong interpretation.
Yeah.
Jackson Merrill did that, did he not?
No, for other teams, because a veteran is going to get traded to us.
Oh. So we need outfielders.
Okay,
We're going to look at top prospects
mm-hmm.
to lead us to teams that could trade us outfielders.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, so
MLB's number one prospect, according to 1 week ago, Boston Red Sox Roman Anthony outfielder.
Outfielder.
That puts the Red Sox in a mighty fine predicament.
Johnny Duran to the Padres?
Because they have Jared Duran. They have Wilmer Abreu. Is that his name? Wilmer.
Yep.
Yeah, Wilmer Abreu. He just got hurt. So that was the immediate need for Roman Anthony to get called up. So Roman Anthony will soon graduate from the top prospect spot. But that does put them in a weird situation.
Too many guys. Not enough positions.
Way too many guys.
And you're struggling as a team.
Because who else do they have in the outfield?
Jackie Bradley Jr.?
No.
No, it's Wilmer, Raffadella, I think.
Yeah,
that's their center fielder. Jaron Duran, and now Roman Anthony.
So, yeah, they have four. And who's their DH?
Marcelo?
No, their DH. Rafi Devers. Oh, yeah. Who is
Rafi Fat Scoops.
Who is also their backup DH if they have four outfielders? Who is their Asian outfielder that they signed?
Masasaka Yoshida.
I could see that.
Way too much money. 18 milli, dude. Okay. 18 milli.
Well,
for two more years.
You got to get the Red Sox to pay you. The Red Sox buy that.
Maybe.
Whole deal.
I don't like him, though.
No, me either. But Duran's going to be an arm and a leg and maybe your left testicle.
Duran is not as valuable as you think. He's 28. He's going into...
He has
2 years left of service time. ARB. So he'll be 30 by the time. He's not like a special Juan Soto type of guy.
Okay, but they are trading him off last year. That's what they're doing. That's what they're fielding interest.
But he has more at-bats for... He's only been in the league for like... 2.5 years.
Correct.
I just think he's put on a pedestal because people do think that Yes, last year's value, all-star, obviously had a great year. He's good. He's a good player. But I think there's players like that who get traded for less or even smaller, like just a one reliever, like a weird little fucking thing.
Well, let's hope so. And is Yoshida hurt?
Yeah.
That's why we haven't seen him much.
That's why Real Roman Anthony is probably playing, I'm assuming. But they need pitching, and I heard Estrada's name get tossed around. So if you're willing to give up Estrada for a left fielder, which I don't know if I am, to be honest, because I love having a dominant bullpen when it comes to October.
Well, you know, everything takes sacrifice. Every move is made from AJ Preller's brain.
I know.
Everybody's available.
Estrada, yeah, everyone's available, which I love. But for the right price.
Estrada's awesome, and I do think if Suarez walks this offseason, Estrada could fit that role. He has 4 years of service or something.
Exactly,
like
and he's cheap. And he's good.
Yeah, and he's good. Yeah,
and he loves San Diego.
Yeah, and he
loves the team.
He is a Padre. Like, he fits a Padre.
I can see trading Suarez and getting Duran. I don't mind that, to be honest.
But I don't know if they do that. You trade Suarez, you get Yoshida.
You trade Suarez, you're dumb because he's 30. You'll be the oldest bullpen MLB at that point.
Yeah, but he's lights out. They need lights out.
He is lights out.
That's what they need bad, is a
lights out closer.
Yeah.
Lights out closer
is exactly what they need.
They have a role of Chapman, but imagine
he's about as old as dirt.
From the lefty and then 100 from the righty, two completely different angles, same fucking miles per hour. That'd be dangerous.
Dangerous.
I would get Chapman. Fuck it. Let's get Chapman. Let's do
Chapman Duran.
Duran for fucking Suarez. Fuck these guys.
Suarez, you have to throw more.
Cash Mayfield, fuck you. Boston, give the boss a dude.
All the just drafted guys. On your way.
Thank you for your time.
I mean, that would probably be, if Preller made one move, that would be it.
Duran's not Salas, so please don't put Salas. But Salas is
close.
He's trending down right now.
He's on the downfall.
He's trending down, which he's still young, though. He's a senior in high school, which that's where I'm sitting, because you kind of have to. Because if he's not doing good, you have to say, oh, he's still fucking a senior in high school.
You got to remember, these are kids. Yeah. These are kids.
These are just kids, man.
I don't think kids.
Make your fucking free throws.
I don't think you still until next year.
Yeah.
Preller is the sell high guy.
No, yes and no.
I mean, when he trades our prospects, they're all sold high. They've all been coming off great. And look at all our prospects that the Miami Marlins have. They all are dog shit.
Yeah.
There's so many Padres scattered in the league right now.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. But there are so many prospects we've traded and have been so bad.
All right. White Sox.
Yeah.
Drew Thorpe.
Yeah.
I don't like talking down on.
It was like Samuel Zavala or something like that.
But bad, because they're better than me. Clearly, that's why they're.
Yeah,
but
that's why they're there.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to judge and say they're bad. If you can't handle that, you're a fucking pussy.
So. So enough with the Red Sox. The second ranked prospect is Bubba Chandler.
Bubba Chandler.
Starting pitcher.
He's coming up so soon.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
So soon.
No reason to even consider that. Number third, Padres, Leo DeVries.
Shortstop. Yep. Not called up yet.
Number four, Jordan Lawler, infielder. Diamondbacks.
No, don't like. The Brewers is an interesting one. Wisorowski, he just got. I think he's next, right?
No.
I think he's top 10. He might not be, but he's an interesting one because he just broke the record hardest thrown ball in MLB this year.
103.
Yeah. And he throws gas. Savali just requested a trade because he got moved to the bullpen because they brought up homeboy. The Brewers and us have mingled a little bit. Not saying Savali is a need for us, but if you want to get a starting pitcher to flip a starting pitcher, not a bad idea. Dylan Cease.
No. What the fuck? He just threw 11 Ks the other day.
You could see it. Yu Darvish comes back and starts being consistent, especially July.
King's
back.
Cease gone? Don't Cease say that. I like him.
Cease could like be a very strong piece for a team a guy on the edge
named Jaren Duran.
But the Red Sox aren't a team on the edge. They're going to end up being bad.
Yes. But
a team on the edge is like the Giants.
The Cubs.
I could see Philly. Philly always PCA. Needs pitching.
Give me PCA.
Mets always need pitching, but they have the best pitching in the league right now.
Give me Mark.
You want Mark?
Cubs.
Yeah, young Manny.
St. Louis? St. Louis always has outfielders. They always have
them. Hayward came from St. Louis.
Yeah, Hayward's hurt too. Wait till he gets back. He's gonna start
breaking. Get that shit out of here.
Hayward's played everywhere, dude. Hayward's five teams.
Brendan Donovan, Alex Burleson, center fielder Victor Scott. Don't really need him.
What about Lars Nootbaar?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. Carlson, I like Carlson, but he's on the Mariners now.
I like Lars Nootbaar.
Mariners or the Orioles?
Dylan Carlson is on the Mariners now.
Orioles.
Since when? Dylan Moore is on the fucking Mariners. Yeah, my bad. Orioles have fucking.
What about their Orioles have a lot too. Their big like black guy who plays out.
Jordan Lawler.
Yeah, no, Jordan, not Lawler.
Jordan Walker.
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 Would you take him? Project.
No.
Project.
No, he's Kyle Blanks 2.0. Bust.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Fastest inside the park home run in Padres history. And we had Ricky Henderson on our team.
Okay. The person I want to see in the Padres uniform the most is Luis Robert Jr.
Luis Robert?
Oh, Chicago White Sox?
So you just get a jersey with your first name on in the back?
No, I want Luis Robert Jr.
Robert Jr.?
Robert
Jr.
He just needs to get out of Chicago.
Yeah, he would be ideal. Should we trade Cease back there?
No, they don't want Cease. That is my dream scenario. That is my dream player for the Padres. Is when he's on, he is fucking awesome.
But hey, little Ward,
does he have that anymore? Who knows?
He does. We don't know. Losing truly drains the living hell out of you.
Yes.
When you just continue losing, you do not enjoy what you're doing.
There was a game the other night versus Houston. He had a sliding catch, turned around, hit a homer.
Yeah, well, even being in a competitive game, you have a little bit more juices in you.
Yeah, they won that game.
This game's a little tighter now.
Yeah, like
I can make a play.
That is who I would want on the Padres.
He's truly
cheaper than Duran. 100%. 100% cheaper.
Maybe.
100.
He's younger, which makes me think he's more expensive.
100% cheaper.
No way. And that's all I want from that team. I don't want
anyone. Cheaper because the White Sox are hungrier for players? Or
no, cheaper because they've been really bad for a while now.
And they're rebuilding. So they don't want guys who they're going to have to pay. They want to fucking get rid of them.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, he's trended down.
I think he has a two years of control, maybe 1 year only. This plus next year.
Luis?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Why would you want somebody that's trending down, Bob?
Bob sees the talent that he's shown and thinks the Padres can make that, bring that out of him. Because you don't really lose talent, you just lose
drive
and like the willingness to show.
You don't lose talent. Talent's there. The athleticism, the talent, the
and
seeing the
coaching
ball.
And everything like that. That
yeah,
you just change the scenery. Helps.
The drive. Get your drive back. Your love for the game back.
I agree. Because
if you truly play the game to like win, if you're truly a winner, you're gonna play wherever. If you're on a team that wants to win, you're gonna fucking play.
If you look at his stats, it was the White Sox were good, White Sox were bad. So I really think it's just a change of scenery, and I know the White Sox have held on for far way too long, and this is the price they're gonna have to pay. He's not worth the same he once was. It's time.
So who we give it up for him?
Or you can just trade them a draft pick, I think. Give them someone.
Suarez is not in that talk.
Wandy Rodriguez.
He's prospects. We're giving him prospects.
Yeah, prospects. Probably, yeah, probably.
Wandy Rodriguez.
Head, not Dylan Head.
Nope, he's gone.
Center fielder. A center fielder that redrafted. That we draft in this year's draft, most likely. Yeah. And then, like a pitcher.
Is the draft like this week?
Or... It's the day before the All Star game.
Oh, why'd they postpone it so far now?
The new CBA bullshit.
Really?
I also saw a TikTok today that the dude thinks there's going to be a lockout at the end of the 2026 season.
100%.
Why?
There are teams so mad at the,
the Dodgers?
Yeah, they know it's unfair. It only takes eight teams.
Yeah.
It takes eight teams start holding out and to stop baseball.
Yeah. And basically what their argument is going to be is if there's a salary cap, there's the salary floor for the but those are the teams that the commissioner, they're the ones that don't want to spend. So like,
and I don't think the players want a cap. Why would a player want a cap?
Yeah.
Pay us all. Fuck it. How big are your pockets, dog?
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, that's,
so they're not going to argue about a cap. They're not arguing about the cap coming down. They're arguing about the bottom coming up.
So
the players' side
the
is
players
yes.
want
the owners
the
want the cap
to go down. Right.
So that's why we're at a three different standstills, where we have three different groups of arguments.
Yeah.
You have the owners, or maybe even four. You have the owners who are mad at how much teams are spending.
Yeah.
You have the owners who don't care, it's going to spend whatever, watch me go.
Who are baseball fans.
Who are probably baseball fans, love of the game, just got deep pockets. You have teams that are on the lower side of things that don't have the funds or have the funds and don't pay their team that the players hate. And they all hate each other. Basically, when you get down to it, because, I mean, without a floor, there's no cap.
Yep.
Yeah. Spend, to be honest.
And so that's where the biggest holdout is right there.
We're going to see some teams going to bankruptcy here soon.
Well, that's when you sell.
No. Not one team.
No,
The
Dodgers were the last team in baseball.
Yeah, they were.
Really?
2011. Recently. Yeah.
2011.
See, if they did it once, why don't they just do it again? They
could MLB saved
them. They will have to, but.
MLB bought the team and forced the owner out, basically.
They're making so much revenue because they can't. Their best player is only this makes this much money. And he brings in.
That much money.
This much. Which is crazy, but they're the people, and I'm like, yes, I will be biased and say they shouldn't spend, but their business model is fucking insanely perfect where they know the revenue, and if they win the World Series, all the revenue that they're getting from winning the World Series is tripled than what a normal season for them would be.
Not only that, is that they played 3D chess with Ohtani. They knew for years that they game planned. Oh, Ohtani's good. He's going to be a free agent. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
Like, let's look how big he is right now in our market with how good he is. And then they, 2 years beforehand, got themselves under the luxury again. So they had no taxes, nothing. So they could blow the whole thing out of the water. And it worked. Year one, championship. Like, you know, year two one. And year 10 might look terrible. You know,
they got what they asked
year 10
for.
To 20, they might be the worst team in MLB, but
yeah, there will come a day where
had your dynasty.
They will serve their time, baseball gods, but they ran with it last year, and by the luck of the draw, I mean, they paid for it all, basically.
Yep, good shit.
Good
champions.
Paid for someone to pitch in the sixth inning of the Padres middle of June.
Yeah, spend $1 billion just for Kiki Hernandez to fucking pitch in the sixth inning against them.
But yeah,
good manager move.
The Padres had a day off today. This pod will come out. They are going to play
The Anterbacks. Diamondbacks. Yuck. Who are sneaky good. Were sneaky good the last 2 years.
Yeah, they've been hanging around. They've also had some unsuccessful things happen.
Yeah, hurt. Very hurt right now.
Very hurt. And
below us in the standings, which you don't want to lose to a team who's below you in the standings. Ever.
Of course, of course. You know, I read a thing that the Diamondbacks might be one of the worst, like, scouting of pitchers of all time.
Maybe.
I worded that wrong, but the last, like, 5 years of their biggest spending sprees
have been
pitchers who have been terrible for them.
Yeah, Jordan Montgomery, Corbin Burns, back-to-back years. Zach Gallen was a great trade for them, though, I will admit.
Okay, so it was this year they signed
Corbin Burns,
Tommy John. Last year.
Jordan Montgomery.
Tommy John this year. Was bad last year, missed a lot of spring, hurt on and off. Year before that, or maybe 2 years before that, Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Fat contract.
Gave him big bait.
Big dollars. Has not been good.
Was Zach Greinke good for them? Did they pay him?
Greinke was a few years before. He might have been the last one that was decent, because the first one that set the chain was Mad Bum.
Yeah.
Mad Bum was absolutely horrible for them.
Horrendous.
So their last, like, 4 or 5 major pitching moves have all turned out to fail instantly.
Yeah.
Like, love E-Rod, but he got COVID and then his heart, like.
Yeah, he went on the Chris Bryant method.
Yeah, like, he got paid and then he disappeared. Montgomery, up and down, bullpen last year. This spring, Tommy. Corbin was actually having a really good start to the year. Tommy.
Damn.
I mean, they've had some real bad luck recently. Yeah, Greinke was probably their last.
Is that pitching coach, maybe?
No, I don't know what that is. But
that's luck. That's just
luck of the draw?
Doctors, I think.
Yeah, spider bitch, yeah.
Should have seen he's going to get hurt or sucked. I don't know. But I don't feel bad for them, because they got their asses lucky as fuck going to the World Series 2 years ago.
So. Asses?
Yeah.
Asses. I'm trying to figure out what to say. Got the asses. They also lost.
Yeah, still, just going to World Series for a Padres fan, yeah, I'd be okay.
I do agree.
I'd go crazy too.
You do have to kick them while they're down. They lost it.
Yeah, fuck them. And they should get swept this weekend. If the Padres can sweep, I will re-believe, because I never didn't believe. So
I was gonna say, wait.
My re-believe.
You're gonna double up on your re-believe.
Yeah.
Or you re-believe.
No, I never did not believe.
Okay.
I want to make sure that my belief is doubled. So re-believed, you know?
So you currently still believe.
I am a believer.
Okay. And then this weekend, sweep. It believes your belief.
It's gonna pad the believe.
Exactly. You guys are talking my language right now.
We're padding beliefs now.
Yep.
All right.
And we're just stacking. It's like a stacker.
We don't sweep too much, so 2-1.
Sweep is the only way that my padded belief will come out. 2-1, I'll 2-1. Still have belief. It'll just be belief.
Yeah.
2-1. Normal belief.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's about as much as I had. I'm getting a little hot in this studio right now. So,
yeah. If you're welcome to Average Takes, yeah.
What the fuck?
Welcome to Average Takes. If you're new here, welcome. Hello. Thank you. You can catch us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you podcast or listen to your podcast, we'll be there.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Never celebrate a win in June.
Thank you.
Peace.